Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart.
And I'm Fred Williams, creation speaker and software engineer.
I've been waiting for 6 months for this show. Fred, this is Real Science Radio's list of Big Bang predictions.
Big Bang predictions, okay.
This is going to be good. The alleged confirmed predictions of the Big Bang are contradicted by physicists, Fred. The sources that we are going to reference to refute the claim that the Big Bang has been established by all the confirmed predictions, the vast majority of these sources are mainstream, secular, scientific journals, the big names.
Yeah, like Nature, Physics Letter Review, the Astrophysical Journal. I mean, these are all secular journals that we'll be quoting from.
And we're going to reference a Nobel scientist who won the prize for the discovery of the CMB, the background radiation.
Yep. Yeah, in America's premier particle physics lab, the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory. And they've got a great video online that shows serious problems that we're going to get to.
We should embed that video into this show summary at realscienceradio.com. We'll be quoting from a distinguished professor of physics from actually a number of them from prestigious institutions like Princeton, Cambridge University's Modern Cosmology, from Science News, from New Scientist.
Yeah, from Alan Guth. He was the father of the inflation theory. He cooked that. It's not even a theory. It's hard to say that word.
A hypothesis.
The hypothesis of the inflation theory to deal with serious problems with the Big Bang.
Yeah, and we'll basically reference hundreds of relevantly degreed scientists, including many from leading institutions. What we are going to be rebutting, these repudiations of the predictive ability of the Big Bang, Fred, are regarding big issues and big in scope, like entire universes worth of antimatter and worth of dark matter.
Yeah, we're supposed to find a lot of antimatter.
We're going to see that there's an entire universe worth of antimatter that's missing, an entire universe worth of dark matter that was never predicted.
Where is that dark matter?
Never predicted.
And the 2.7K CMB background radiation and the missing shadow of the CMB. That's interesting.
We're going to show how those were predictions, Big Bang predictions, that supposedly, proved the Big Bang? We'll find out. Then, Fred, this very year, 2014, there was the claimed discovery of gravity waves. Remember inflation's smoking gun and that whole fiasco. And then the journal Nature ends up publishing a column saying, hey, maybe inflation theory doesn't even have any predictive value. And also then remember that inflation itself had not been predicted. If the theory itself was able to describe the universe, it would have been nice if it would have predicted inflation.
Yeah, inflation theory was to deal with the horizon problem. You know, they have their own speed of light problem.
Exactly, which we'll probably talk about. And also predictions regarding the initial distribution of the elements like hydrogen, helium, and lithium. And the Big Bang predicted magnetic monopoles. What in the world's a magnetic monopole? We'll talk about that.
And both lithium problems and dozens of other major failed predictions of the Big Bang.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun. And I think we should jump right in with the whole antimatter thing, Fred. Scientists have identified that there's an entire universe worth of something missing if the Big Bang theory is true, because the Big Bang theory predicts that for every bit of matter that would have been created in the Big Bang, we would have had antimatter created also.
Yeah, we prove that with our super colliders, right? We can easily form matter from energy, and you have equal amounts of matter and equal amounts of antimatter. So if you have this Big Bang explosion, we should see equal amounts distributed throughout the universe. But there's a huge, serious problem.
Where's
the antimatter? The antimatter isn't there.
It just is not there. And so we could quote from the journal Science, which is maybe the second most prestigious Big Bang journal in the world, and reporting their assessment that their work to find antimatter, because the Big Bang says half of what's in the universe should be antimatter, and they've been looking for decades, and basically they find about zero.
Yeah, they find a little bit. They do find traces.
Yeah, trace elements, but effectively there's no antimatter.
So a whole entire, the universe is big, Bob, and we're not finding any antimatter.
There's a lot of, all the stars are made of matter.
Yeah.
All the nebulae, the galaxies are made of matter. If matter and antimatter come together, They annihilate each other.
Yeah, annihilate each other.
Into pure energy. They have ways to get the antimatter to confess that it's there. I mean, you should be able to spot it. And we will link in our show summary to these original sources, to the papers, to the articles. But basically, they have concluded that a matter-antimatter universe is empirically excluded.
And another physicist from science, I love this one. The work is extremely compelling. That's in regard to not finding antimatter.
Yeah.
And gives me fresh pessimism.
Fresh pessimism, because they're saying, hey, we just know there's no antimatter out there. So what we'll do is, Fred mentioned this video from Fermilab. That's a national accelerator laboratory. They produced a 4-minute video on the Big Bang's missing antimatter. That's the title of the video.
Yep.
It's such a great video. And so we'll embed that video in today's show summary. Just go to realscienceradio.com or rsr.org. And if you're listening to this in future weeks or months, then you have to add rsr.org/something or other. For this show, you could do Big Bang Predictions, or abbreviate it BB Predictions. And so we'll embed that video. It's just so great.
It's really good.
So, Fred, these hypothetical entities, dark matter and dark energy, they were imagined to save the Big Bang from millions of actual astronomical observations, which otherwise utterly prove the Big Bang to be false.
Yeah, they're just made up magic bullet. You know, there's no evidence for them. There's a new one, Bob. I just read about it. Dark radiation. That's the one that's supposed to deal with this missing antimatter.
Dark radiation.
Yeah, my understanding.
It's convenient. Yeah. All you have to do is put the word dark
in front of it.
In front of a magic word, and your problems with your theory go away.
I'm surprised they don't call the Oort cloud the dark cloud. Because the Oort cloud was invented to explain where comets come from.
We should call it the dark cloud.
Yeah.
The dark cloud. Yeah. Let's do that from now on. And in fact, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out soon enough. Let's just call it the dark cloud from now on. Dark matter and dark energy, between them, they're supposed to make up 96% of the entire universe.
And yet we don't see them anywhere, find any of it. 96% of the universe.
And they've really looked careful.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the closest part of the universe, right?
Yeah, like in the closest 13,000 light year swath of the galaxy.
They have searched and searched and searched, and they've said, you know what? We find zero dark matter. Now, that's a pretty big chunk. The universe is big, but 13,000 light year chunk of the universe around us, that's a pretty good sized chunk.
Yeah.
So far, no dark matter.
So what's the deal with dark matter, Bob? Isn't that because of gravity pulling all these superstructures together, things like that?
Well, yeah, that was one thing with like the spiral galaxies where the arms are moving way too fast. If they're millions of years old and gravity is what's pulling them together like a spinning nebula, sort of as an analogy, why are the arms moving so fast? There's 10 times too little gravity.
Yeah.
There's only 10% of the matter that you would need for gravity to whip those arms around that fast.
Yep.
So they say, well, there must be like 10 times more mass in that spiral galaxy. It must be made of dark matter.
Dark matter.
But here's why we're bringing this up in this predictions program. Because if the Big Bang was really what it's been sold to the public as, it was an insight into the origin of the universe that enabled us to predict what the universe would be like. And then lo and behold, the predictions were all true. Well, did it predict dark matter? Did it predict dark energy? I mean, if the theory itself was actually insightful, they're saying to save the theory, 96% of the entire universe is hypothetical entities that were not predicted and that have not been found. That's got to fall into the category of a major whiff.
Yeah.
On the part of the Big Bang theory's predictions.
A failure to predict, you know, made up dark matter, dark energy, dark radiation. Yeah.
Failure and hints to predict.
It's a huge failure of the theory itself.
Well, then let's talk about the CMB, Fred, because this is something that Lawrence Krauss and so many will put into
their checklist. Column. Yeah, and you hear it all the time from people who believe
that
the Big Bang
correctly predicted the CMB. The CMB, the cosmic microwave background radiation, sort of like the echo of the Big Bang. It's the temperature, the 2.7 degree temperature of this microwave background radiation. So that's what they claim. And it turns out that there were scientists who won the Nobel Prize. They shared it for discovering the CMB. That's pretty cool.
Well, one of the guys who discovered this, he admitted something pretty interesting. Robert Wilson, he actually admitted that there had been measurements that were made 30 years earlier that had detected this temperature in the universe.
And Fred, what's so neat is he admitted this in his speech when he is being awarded the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, for discovering it.
We have his quote that we will put in our show summary and we'll link to his speech. And here's what he said. He said, the first confirmation of the microwave cosmic background that we knew of, however, and he won the award, right?
Yep.
The prize for discovering it. He said, but the first confirmation of the CMB that we knew of, however, came from a totally different indirect measurement. This measurement had, in fact, been made 30 years earlier. And then he goes on to give the details. This is Mount Wilson Observatory's two of their astronomers. He gives references. They made their observations from 1937 to 1941. And he says, using their data, Adams and Dunham, they calculated the temperature of 2.3 degrees Kelvin. Now, the CMB is what? 2.7 degrees Kelvin. And they calculated that. He said this was near the peak of a 3K black body spectrum. So that, Fred, when they've already made these measurements and published the measurements, then they have the Big Bang theory. And then you've got both things going on in your head.
Yeah.
You have, well, there must have been a Big Bang. And, well, the temperature out there of this black body radiation is about 3 degrees Kelvin, a little less, near the peak of 3 Kelvin. So they say, you know, the Big Bang would probably produce this background radiation of 2.7 degrees Kelvin.
Yeah.
And then they found it, which they had already found
all 30 years earlier.
That's
so they act like it's a prediction.
Yeah. So in the 1950s, to get into this a little bit more, George Gamow, now he's so well known, he and his students made predictions of the CMB temperature. They ranged from a few degrees, like 3 degrees, to 50 degrees Kelvin. So even after hard data from the Mount Wilson Observatory indicated what the correct temperature would probably be, from the Gamow camp, they were making some predictions, or really, I think you should call them post-dictions, because they had an idea of what was out there, that were close to the actual temperature. But then, Fred, they made others that were off by a factor of more than 10 universes.
Yeah.
You'd have to have 10 more universes packed into our universe to get near
their prediction,
near where they were at the wrong end of their predictions. Two of his students, Alfer and Herman, earlier in 1948 predicted the CMB was 5 degrees Kelvin. And we'll link to their prediction in the journal Nature. So that's pretty close. That's close enough to 2.73 for the other predictions to be ignored, the ones that are like 10 universes off, and for the Big Bang to be considered experimentally confirmed. So it just, the actual history of it doesn't seem to ring with confidence in the Big Bang's ability to predict the CMB.
Well, Bob, I think I predict Seattle will be Denver 43-8. Oh, wait, that game already happened. I'm a genius.
And you're pretty good at football, I got to say. You're so good at that. You start evolutionfairytale.com and you got, you know, one of the more popular creation evolution forums. You do a good job with all that.
Well, thanks.
Plus, you're the webmaster of the CRS, Creation Research Society. So thank you for doing that, too.
Yeah, sure. I enjoy it.
Even though I think we've already made the case, I think we should do a couple more quotes showing that these predictions were off. In Physics Essays, another peer-reviewed journal, there's an article in there, Fred, Big Bang Theory Under Fire.
Yeah, it's interesting that what he says here. He says, history also shows that some Big Bang cosmologist predictions, quote-unquote, of MBR, which is microwave background radiation.
The CMB.
Yeah. Temperature have been adjusted, quote unquote, after the fact to agree with observed temperatures. It's a candid and honest admission.
Yeah, that really is. And then New Scientist, Eric Lerner, in 2004, said something very similar in an article titled Bucking the Big Bang. Yeah.
He said, what's more, the Big Bang theory can boast of no quantitative predictions that have subsequently been validated by observation.
Whoa. Fred, this stuff is rough. And then not to mention the axis of evil.
Yeah.
Not to mention, right? Because we've done a fun show on the axis of evil, the anisotropy, the unevenness of the temperature of the CMB.
Yeah, that is such a cool finding. And, you know, the Planck satellite was supposed to rescue the evolutionists because they thought it was an error in their measurements.
Yeah, the data,
their measurement devices. Yeah. Well, the Planck data came in and overwhelmingly confirmed that this axis of evil exists.
It's real.
It's real.
And the reason they call it an axis of evil, and I mean, that's the main thing it's called.
Yeah.
Is the axis of evil.
They don't like it.
Including in science journals. It's the axis of evil. And the reason they call it that is because it makes it look like the Earth is in a special location.
Yeah, that's right.
It makes it look like there is a preferred plane through the universe that bisects the universe, and the Earth is on that plane. And in fact, the ecliptic and the Earth's orbit around the sun and even our equinoxes help to define that plane. It's just astounding.
Yeah.
So they call it evil because it points to a creator God.
Yeah.
So to them, God is evil.
I just thought of something. Woe to those who call good evil and evil good.
Wow. From Isaiah. Wow. Very powerful. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
The axis of evil. And so the Big Bang and the Big Bang theorists, they didn't predict all that significant and generally aligned anisotropies in the CMB that have been found over the last decade.
That's right. Where you find a certain amount on one side of the ecliptic plane, then it's different than the other side. It goes right through the Earth's ecliptic plane.
Wow. And that was not predicted.
It wasn't.
Once again, so this is a list of the Big Bang predictions.
I think they should put the RSR logo on the Planck satellite, you know, put creation on it. Yeah. Because, you know, this whole inflation theory, that they thought they had a prediction on that. And I know we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
The Planck satellite totally refuted that, too.
Yeah. It's just so fun. Isn't it fun? Now, they deny it. But when you dig in, you find out the devil's in the details.
Yep.
The devil being the deception that they're claiming. It's all in the details, where even in their own journals, they're admitting, well, you know what? We didn't really get that quite right. So, Fred, the ultimate, though, argument against the Big Bang having predicted the CMB accurately is a statement that was published in New Scientist, and it's been signed now by hundreds of degreed scientists, relevantly degreed scientists, so many of them working at prestigious institutions.
Yeah, and I've quoted this website for years. It's cosmologystatement.org. So if you go there, you will read their quote. All these guys signed this. The Big Bang theory can boast of no quantitative predictions that have subsequently been validated by observation.
Wow.
The successes claimed by the theory supporters consist of its ability to retrospectively fit observations with a steadily increasing array of adjustable parameters. Sounds like evolution.
It really does. And it sounds like Walter Remine, who we interviewed, where evolution is like fog that adapts to the landscape.
Yep.
Whatever data you throw at it, no problem. We can handle that.
They'll just adjust
everything. So, Fred, if it's true that the Big Bang predicted this CMB, well, we find out it was an after-the-fact adjustment, a retrodiction at best. But then, if the CMB has come from the Big Bang itself, that means it comes from the furthest reaches of the universe in every direction.
That's right.
So the nearby galaxies should sort of shadow or lessen the volume of that echo.
That's right.
So to speak.
Yeah.
And that's
a prediction of the Big Bang.
It's a big prediction, right?
It is.
And they have studied this for years now. So how have they done on the prediction of the shadow? They call it the shadow of the Big Bang.
Well, here's what Dr. Richard Lyle said of University of Alabama. He said, either the Big Bang is blown away or there is something else going on.
Something else going on, because as the Astrophysical Journal reported on a, quote, vital test of the present cosmological paradigm. That's the Big Bang. So an important test, a vital test of the Big Bang, that taken at face value, one may even hold the opinion that there is, in fact, no strong evidence.
No strong evidence.
And that's for the shadow of the CMB. And Fred, these scientists are saying this isn't a minor thing. This is a major thing, that the shadow of the echo of the Big Bang cannot be found.
Yeah, the same Dr. Liao said these shadows are a well-known thing that have been predicted for years. If you see a shadow, it means the radiation comes from behind the cluster.
The galaxy cluster.
That's right. If you don't see a shadow, then you have something of a problem.
Something of a problem.
We have a problem. NASA, we have a problem.
Yes.
A serious one.
We do. Houston.
Yeah.
And Fred, the Royal Astronomical Society, they published a follow-up corroboration. We've discussed this earlier in this year. In fact, with one of the world's more successful physicists, Dr. John Hartnett. And people could hear that at our website, rsr.org/Hartnett. And Fred, they have said that they're confirming, they are corroborating that the shadow of the Big Bang is missing. And that's a serious thing. We have these fun photos of two people standing, and one casts a shadow and the other doesn't.
Yeah, so,
and you're thinking, boy, there's something really wrong.
Yeah, I just showed that to the presentation I gave this week at my son's school, and I asked the crowd, hey, what's wrong with this picture? And they figured it out pretty quick.
Yeah,
one of those guys is missing a shadow.
There's a guy and a gal. They're holding hands, and the gal has a shadow.
And his is
doesn't.
Not there.
I recommend to the girl that she forget this guy. Do not marry this guy. I mean, he's not casting a shadow.
Yeah.
There's something really spooky going on. And so that's why they're saying, hey, this is major. This is a vital test. And this test failed. Now, you said that you spoke this past week on a creation. And Fred, you had told me about a slide that you showed. Remember earlier in March of this year, March 2014, the news all over the world. They were talking about Nobel Prizes, the discovery of the century.
Oh, guys brought it up at Micron when we were out eating lunch. They brought it up.
At work.
Yeah.
They found the smoking gun, not only of the Big Bang, they found the smoking gun of the inflation period.
Yeah, the inflation theory that they say proves the Big Bang. And this was huge. And it was all over the press, everywhere, the website.
It was from the Bicep 2 project down in Antarctica, and they said they found the gravity waves looking at the data of the CMB.
Yeah, they expect these waves if there was this big explosion, you know, at the start of the universe, so there should be waves that you can see from that event.
Gravity waves.
Yeah, and so, you know, before my presentation, I was doing a little bit of research, and I looked up the original article. Well, when I saw the original article, National Geographic, on this smoking gun, this huge discovery, I noticed that the shares on the Facebook likes was 25,000. And I thought to myself, well, now this is interesting. They're showing that statistic.
Now, wait.
25,000 shares.
I've been pulling up NationalGeographic.com.
Yeah. And if you.
By the way, Fred, we're on NationalGeographic.com's website.
That's pretty cool.
We have our own project. They've got Bob Enyar project. It's the funniest thing. If they had any idea of what they had done by putting one of our projects on NationalGeographic.com's website, that they'd have a heart attack.
Oh, they would.
Yeah. And they don't know they're helping to prove that the Earth is young.
Yeah.
But so, we'll link to that. That's a separate issue.
Yeah. Okay. This has been refuted because they found out from the Planck satellite, among other things, that hey, what they observed, what was causing them problems was dust, space dust.
So they weren't seeing the gravity waves. They had noise in their data, basically dust.
Yeah.
They had dust in their data.
Yeah, dust in their data.
Dusty data.
And so, you know, I looked up on the same National Geographic website. So I'm going, okay, let's look at the story that they would have published a month
with
ago
the correction.
Or so. With the correction or with the report that, hey, this is probably just dust, because a lot of scientists were coming out and criticized it.
Yeah.
So I found that story. And I went and looked at the Facebook shares.
I just pulled it up,
Fred. And what is it? It's like 231 or something?
The Big Bang claim crumbles. Okay. The first one announcing they found the smoking gun was shared on Facebook over 25,000 times. The correction, the Big Bang claim crumbles, was shared on Facebook 51 times.
51 times.
51.
So from 25,000 to 51.
Wow.
And if that doesn't show you that they really push these things, and you know, a lot of people probably still believe that there's this huge evidence for the Big Bang.
Oh, they'll be quoting
and
this for 20
and
years.
And they won't know about this other article that only has 51 shares, which tells me a couple of things. One, that they didn't put this article, refutation of this, on the front page like they did the other one. If they did, the people who are following this website, they don't like the fact that this evidence is showing that the Big Bang isn't true. Well, remember Dr. Liao. He said something else that just fits right in line with this. He said that all this data coming in against the Big Bang, it's doomsday. I mean, to them, it's doomsday.
It's doomsday.
Yeah.
He did say that. That's right. I remember that. It's doomsday.
They don't like it.
If this data is real.
Yeah.
It's
Ken Ham had a real interesting article the other day that there's no such thing as an atheist. Romans 1, it says, though they knew God, they suppressed the truth.
Him.
They denied him. And so they hope there's not a God. They know there's a God, but they're battling. It's why they're so aggressive against creationists and why they have 25,000 Facebook shares, but only a handful.
Because those
when
shares,
it's refuted.
The vast majority of them, they're excited because they're saying, look, there's no God.
Yeah.
We just proved the Big Bang.
Yeah.
There's no God. 25,000 shares. And then, oops, claim crumbles. It was dust, guys. 51 shares.
Well, what's the Google Plus on there?
Well, Google Plus originally a couple hundred down to 3.
Yeah.
So, because we're out of time, why don't we do part 2 and conclude our list of the failed predictions of the Big Bang? I think we should go through the whole gravity waves fiasco.
Yes.
The Big Bang's smoking gun.
There's a lot of other failed
2014.
Predictions.
Then there's the claim that the Big Bang predicted the abundances of the light elements like hydrogen, helium, lithium, the hysterical lithium predictions that have created huge problems for the Big Bang. And there's the magnetic monopoles. And Fred, it's the missing baryonic matter, the transparency predictions, and then there's the shock and awe. There's dozens of other major predictions that we're just going to link to.
Sounds good, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Fred Williams. This is Bob Benyart. The website, realscienceradio.com. If you enjoy this program, please help us by shopping in our science store or even making a donation one time, or it's so important. Many people make automatic monthly donations to help keep Real Science Radio on the air. We need your help badly. May God bless you.
Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Keeping it real. That's what I'm talking about.